Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
We have all heard of first impressions, that almost instant conclusion or mental image we get of another person upon meeting them. Their facial expressions, manner of dress, posture, tone of voice, all add to the package of fateful first impression. Some say it gets assessed in 7 seconds. 7 seconds! That's speedy. As far as first impressions go, I'm sure there are instances where we've bonked and times we've impressed. Because of human psychology, we don't often get a make good or get to redo this moment. Will Rogers even said, "You never get a second chance to make a first impression." Articles and books have been written to guide you on how to make a strong first impression with, say, a firm handshake, a smile, eye contact, body language that's open and relaxed, confidence. Introducing yourself by your first and last name. Insider tip. It's a pet peeve of mine. When I introduce myself as Catherine Walker and the other person doesn't say their name. Bro, now it's your turn. Say your name. But today, I'd like to talk not about first impressions, but last impressions. Rather, how do you leave a person, not meet them? Hashtag last impression. But first, time for a joy break. This one is titled Dress to Impress. One of our family vacations was to New Orleans. And as we were driving there, I told my three girls, listen, New Orleans is a really different city, and you just might see some things that you've never seen before. You might see something quite freaky. We were walking around the French Quarter and a road race was happening, but not your average running event. This was not a normal 5K. This was the Red Dress Run, and everyone participating in it was wearing a red dress. The women, the men, some in high heels, but pretty much all with hurricanes or beers jostling along with them. I said, did I not promise you New Orleans was a sight to behold? Look at all these crazies. And at that moment, my cousin Kurt and his wife Tiffany ran by in red dresses. And I said, oh my God, I'm related to that crazy one. Leaving an impression for sure. Okay. Breaks over. Last impressions are about when two people part or separate. Is the other person lifted up and in better spirits than when they first got together? Were good thoughts and kind words flowing? Was there a genuine compliment or two given? How do we extract ourselves from a social situation? Since today is St. Patrick's Day, I have to ask, are you a fan of the Irish goodbye? Sliding off quietly so no one notices you're leaving an event? I have a few family members who prefer exiting that way. But ask yourself, is the leaving on good terms? Is it with proper thank yous, warm goodbyes, a sweet hug, well wishes? What's your last impression you leave behind from holiday gatherings, best friend lunches, family reunions, staff meetings, hashtag last impression. So I have a story about both a first impression and a last impression. Upon graduating from college in December, my daughter Haley got a position as a first grade teacher, stepping in for a teacher on leave. Haley noticed one student's desk was pulled way off to the corner of the room, facing the wall, away from the groups of other desks. She asked the substitute about it, and the sub told her that that was a certain boy who had undiagnosed ADD. He can't be with the other kids, she said. He's a nightmare. Haley decided he was going to get a fair shake with her. So she moved that desk back to the group and told him the next day, "This is a new beginning for you. You get a fresh start. I'd like to see you use this wisely." She decided to make her own decision and not take anyone else's opinion for her truth about the student. Well, needless to say, this boy loved Haley. Do you know that boy's mom still texts her from time to time? He and his mom felt so blessed that she was his teacher and appreciated the do-over. Allowing a second first impression made a meaningful last impression with him. The last impression is what people take home. It's the grand finale of the performance. It's the closing words of the speech. It's the appreciation at the end of the meeting. It's the end of year teacher gifts. It's how you make someone feel. It's the thumbprint you leave behind on someone else's life. So how do you make a nice last impression with others? Well, I recommend speaking with kindness. Understand and leave room for differing opinions, political beliefs, alternate ways to live. Not everyone will lead their life just like you do, and that's okay. There's more than one way to do most things in this world. Yours is one way. Theirs is another. Try to be polite. Being rude these days is so common, it's often confused with keeping it real. But I don't think our real trumps everyone else. When you show respect for yourself, you have morals. But when you show respect for others, you have manners. JFK said in his inaugural address in 1961, "So let us begin anew," remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness. We can boost our joy when we remember both a first impression and a last impression are about being civil and cordial. It's not too much to ask to be kind when you meet someone and kind when we leave someone. My challenge for you is to think about meeting someone. Do you shake hands firmly, maintain eye contact, say your full name? Greet with confidence. Now, what about your last impression? Think about leaving someone. Do you speak kindly to others, regardless of agreeing or disagreeing with them? Do you bring out your good manners so others feel respected and understood? Do you leave others better off than before? Hashtag last impression. Note to self, that last impression is the one that is, after all, more lasting.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.